Whether you grew up in the city or the country or anywhere in between, you probably remember plenty of summers catching lightning bugs, playing in a gushing fire hydrant, log rolling down hills, maybe.
Okay, I don't remember log rolling down hills. I lived in Brooklyn, but we did play stickball.
Kwame Alexander, how's it going?
It's great. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing well. You know why we're playing that song, Kwame?
Of course I do, but enlighten me.
Well, it's summertime. It makes everybody happy. There are all kinds of opportunities for poetry, I think. I know you probably agree. And while there's a lot of beauty in the long narrative poem, I understand you are feeling the haiku right now.
I am. And talk about feeling the haiku as the poem of the summer. It's short and sweet, like summer memories.
Right.
Especially for my kid, because before you know it, she'll be back in school. I remember Coney Island.
Mm.
I remember cutting grass for $5 a lawn.
Mm.
I remember football in the streets. I remember two turntables and a tape deck rapping in my basement. Summer vacation.
Look, I feel like that was all just a poem. I mean, mine aren't as poetic. I do just remember that feeling of total and complete freedom, right? Just on your bike, riding around. You don't have to be home till it's dark outside.
Yeah.
No one's tracking you on the cell phone. You're just free to do your thing.
We didn't have cell phones
back then.
No, we did not. So we want to take those memories and use them to construct haiku. And it's really easy to do. It's a 3-line poem with 5 syllables in the first line, 7 in the second, and 5 in the third.
All right, so we should share an example. I've got one. This is a haiku by the Japanese poet Kobayashi Isa. Here it is. Squatting motionless, the suntan child and the toad stare at each other.
Can't you just see a kid in July eyeing a frog with adventure and awe in her eyes?
I love it.
Okay, so here's one from the novelist Richard Wright, who many people don't know wrote haiku also. The sudden thunder startles the magnolias to a deeper white.
Mmm, I love magnolias. I love thinking about that smell in summertime.
It's nothing like the smell of sweet candy during the summer.
Mmm, it's true. All right, so listeners, you and your kids, this is what we want you to do. We want you to write a summer haiku with your own memories, right? So you can send it in, this haiku, based on your memories from your childhood summers that paints a picture of what summer meant to you and means to you now.
Exactly. And try your best to follow the rules, the 5 syllables in the first, 7 in the second, 5 in the third, and try not to use the word summer in your poem.
Ooh.
Yeah, let the images alone evoke the memory of the season.
That's a good idea. All right, send your submissions in writing, or you can record a voice memo by going to npr.org/summerhaiku. And next time Kwame and I are together in the studio, we will read or play a few of your poems.
I can't wait.
It's going to be cool. Kwame Alexander is the author of The Undefeated and a new picture book titled How to Read a Book. He is also a regular contributor to this very program. Kwame, thank you so much. Happy summer.
Watermelon hugs to you, my friend.
Oh, yo.